Israel tries to stop actual genocide in Syria while being falsely accused of genocide in Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on July 21, 2025. Israel continues to try to stop the potential genocide of Druze Arabs in Syria by Islamic forces, while being falsely accused of genocide against Palestinian Arabs in Gaza. On Sunday, according to Israeli media reports, Israel delivered medical aid to the besieged Druze community of Suwaida, in southwestern Syria. While it had help from the U.S. in coordinating the aid delivery with the Syrian government, which is struggling to control the jihadist forces, Israel is acting almost entirely alone. The international community is nowhere to be seen. The Times of Israel reported. Israel delivered humanitarian aid and medical equipment to Syria's Druze-majority Suwaida overnight in coordination with the U.S., Israeli television reported Sunday. As a monitor and reporters said that Tom had returned to the Syrian province after a week of sectarian violence between Druze fighters and rival groups that killed more than 1,100 people. According to the Khan public broadcaster, Israel coordinated the delivery with the United States, which in turn coordinated with the Syrian government. The broadcaster said it was currently unable to provide any further information on how the operation was carried out. Israel, which has its own Druze community, has said it was acting in defense of the group, as well as to enforce its demands for the total demilitarization of Syria's south. The aid delivery came days after Israel bombed Syria's military headquarters in Damascus, while also attacking Syrian forces moving toward Suwaida and the border, to deter massacres of the Druze population. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israel continued to facilitate the delivery of aid to Palestinians, while falsely being accused of the opposite by the United Nations and a host of other critics. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, released footage showing Israeli soldiers holding fire as thousands of Palestinians swarmed an aid truck in Gaza, then turned to cheer the Israelis. Israel has provided protection to the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, an American-backed alternative to the United Nations, which is delivering millions of meals daily to Gaza, and which has been falsely accused of allowing Palestinians to be shot. Hamas and the United Nations are desperate to discredit GHF, which is undermining their power in Gaza. Hamas has controlled the flow of humanitarian aid, largely by stealing United Nations aid and hoarding it, or selling it to the local population, who are meant to receive the aid for free. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.